Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, last night it was the NBA Finals from Indiana for the first time in 25 years. And the Pacers beat the Thunder. The Rich Keefe pick of the week hit. No big deal. Kind of a big deal, but
trust me, it was in my head. I was watching the game thinking of your bet the whole time.
And I was.
Because Halliburton went like check on those two boxes.
Halliburton had a good game.
So it was coming down to would the Pacers cover or stay within five, which they did easy. They won outright.
So they win outright. They are still series underdogs, but they have a 2-1 lead with game 5 tomorrow in Indy. How much of a chance are you giving the Pacers to win the whole thing?
I mean, now a decent chance. I would still pick Oklahoma City.
Say, Thunder and 5 was my prediction. That is out the window.
So Thunder and 5 was also my prediction. Yeah. Done.
Dead, but after buried. Game 1, like I thought the Pacers obviously were going to have a good game yesterday. I said even sprinkle money line, but I went protecting myself with the plus 5. But they're a tough team, and maybe the Thunder aren't ready for it.
I understand the irony of me, of all people, saying this, but Chet Holmgren's little boy body is killing them. Late in the game.
Stick man.
But it's not even like that he's a stick man and he might break.
Stick boy.
It's his little boy body.
Yeah.
Miles Turner was throwing him around last night. It was a problem.
He's strong.
So, I think that stood out to me in the final couple of minutes. Like when the game ratcheted up, Holmgren looked like he didn't belong on the floor. So I'll still pick Oklahoma City, but I'm giving Indy now for the first time all series.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it going into the series. I didn't do it after game one.
All series.
You've picked against the Pacers every round.
Yeah, but eventually I gave them chances in all these series. For the first time this series, I'm giving them a chance. Reggie Miller, you saw him
last
night?
Winner of game 4 wins the series?
Winner of game 4. I'll go with that. Winner of game 4 wins the series. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Reggie Miller last night with his jersey.
Mark Jackson jersey.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't wearing a Miller jersey.
Yeah, it was a 13. You're right. Not a 31.
Is everything okay with Mark Jackson?
Well, I was going to say, I was like, why is he wearing his own jersey? You're right. It wasn't even his jersey.
If you could wear any Pacers jersey to a game, who would it be and why would it be Terrence Stansbury?
Didn't we already ask this?
I think we did.
I think I said I'd have a Mark Jackson jersey, ironically.
I don't even remember who I said.
I like Mark Jackson on the Pacers.
Well, give me Detlef Schrempf.
Good one.
Or the Rifleman.
Well, they were talking about the Duncan Dutchman last night.
Rick Smits?
Yeah, Breen screwed it up. Breen said Rick Smits got drafted in 98, and I yelled at my TV.
98?
Yeah, it was 88. It was just an error.
Please.
I yelled at my TV
all those years if he could draft it in 98.
No, Breen's not having a good playoff. You could say it. It's fine.
No, everybody's trashing this whole broadcast.
Okay, the other two stink.
It's
Doris isn't good. She's not.
How dare you?
Richard Jefferson is worse.
Richard Jefferson is the worst on that broadcast by far.
She's a brand strong woman. Yeah. How dare you with Doris
Burke?
How dare you?
Jones says that's women in basketball.
That's a brave, strong woman. No, Jefferson's terrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough go for sure. But no, Pacers definitely have a shot in this.
Grab bag.
Stanley Cup Final. Tonight, you have Game 4. Florida up 2-1 over Edmonton. This game is in Florida, 8 o'clock or thereabouts, with the puck drop from sunrise. Does Marchand keep his streak alive? Score again.
I think that's like a no. That's probably not even worth betting at this point in time, Keith. I think you got to go. You got to go like forget Marchand anytime.
Yeah, that's a good
point. You got to go like Marchand first goal. Yeah, Marchand last goal.
Yeah, good point.
Something like that.
Ooh, Marchand first goal is a good one.
I bet that's good odds.
Yeah,
I would.
Because then once somebody else scores, you can change the channel.
I bet first touchdown all the time in the NFL. I think the only person I've only hit it on Jalen Hurts ever.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's like stealing. Yeah. But it's such low odds. What do you think? Winner of game 4 wins the series?
I'll take winner of game 4 winning the series in this one.
So both of these.
To the bank. Hey, you okay? You okay? You okay? You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth grab bag. It is day one of the U.S. Open golf tournament, Jones.
Hell yeah.
Not the U.S. Open tennis tournament. It's from Oakmont Country Club in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. The current leader at 4 under par, J.J. Spawn.
Oh, it's like your
shot of 66.
That's like your comic book that you got, right?
Spawn, yeah. He spells it slightly differently, but yeah, he's like Spawn.
Let me tell you. Oh, sorry, keep going.
You have a 3-way tie for second right now.
Nice.
Siwoo Kim, Thomas Detry, and Thurston Lawrence.
I got a top 10 bet in on Ben Griffin. He's 1 under.
Kind of wish my name was Thurston.
Yeah, no, that's a country club name for
that's
sure.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some of the other
You're
guys.
Playing racket sports and golf if your name's Thurston. For sure. Yeah.
Maybe you could dabble in lacrosse.
Yeah.
I guess also that's sort of a racket.
For
right?
sure, lacrosse.
Kind of a thing, or a stick, I guess.
I'll tell you, watching here, we have the brag of the week. We have DirecTV here.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Yeah.
So if it's windy out, it gets scrambled and freezes.
And it works on some of the TVs.
If there's just a speck of rain, it won't work. But
let mist in the air, it will freeze on you.
If it's even thinking about raining out there, no chance you can watch it.
If we can't directly see the sun, it will freeze, and then you can't watch TV.
Well, let me tell you, DirecTV's got a nice like quad box thing going for the U.S. Open. It's pretty good.
I love that.
I turned it on. I went back to the USA coverage, but the quad box was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it's sweet. Yeah.
Grab bag.
How about this? I think we mentioned this guy yesterday because I was asking Kern about Travion Henderson. Has not signed yet.
Yep.
A lot of second rounders haven't signed yet. Mm-hmm. There's sort of an early precedent of guys getting guaranteed deals. Shamar Stewart of the Cincinnati Bengals has left camp.
Yeah, he's so this is
17th pick, I believe, in the draft. First round pick.
Florio had an item on him today. Yeah, first round pick, 17th overall. Florio had an item this morning. And maybe there's been more reporting since. I mean, he really doesn't have many options. You have no leverage anymore, but it is contentious. And they're so cheap, meaning the Bengals. And he seems convicted enough where he might just sit the year out. I mean, that's pretty much the only play he has.
Wild.
You draft a guy 17th overall.
Yeah. So they're in a bitter contract dispute with Trey Hendrickson.
Yep.
And now their first round pick.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even connect those dots. Yeah. Great point. Yeah.
So they might have neither of those guys. I don't know about Cincinnati. I'll tell you. Like, I thought they were going to be an obvious bounce-back team. Their offense is insane. They got Burrow. They got Chase. They even got Higgins. I was like, they're going to be fine. I don't know.
How is Stewart's money even – is it just slotted anyway? How is this a dispute?
No, but I think it gets into the guarantees. And people say this all the time. They're like, oh, the Patriots and the way they structure deals. Why are you so focused? There might be like – you only hit your bonus if you're playing that week or not your bonus. There's a game-by-game incentives and things like this. You can structure the way they just structured Diggs. You could structure his signing bonus. Maybe he wants it all up front, and they want to pay some of his signing bonus next year like the Patriots are doing with Diggs. Like, there's all kinds of ways you can screw around with the slotted money and the wording in the contract. And I don't know who's right and wrong. Like, honestly, Shamar Stewart's probably right. The Bengals suck.
Bengals have a history of it, so he might be. His agent's probably like, this isn't how other teams do it, would be my guess.
He's probably right.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he really has no leverage.
No.
I have a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877.
Grab bag.
Cal McCarr wins his second Norris trophy.
Oh, they announced I missed that. They announced the Norris.
Took the Norris.
When did they do that? Last night?
Right around that corner, there is a sandwich shop. They sell
grab bag.
Best I've ever tasted. Would you go get me two?
Utah, get me
grab bag.
Chris Kreider waving his no trade clause, going to the Ducks.
Wow,
what are the Ducks?
I missed that too.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
All right, so these are just rumors. So if this comes to be not true, don't blame us.
Okay.
You and I are big fans of the reality show The Traitors.
Oh, yes.
As is Nick. Yep. Nick watches The Traitors as well. And it's a Peacock reality show where it's like a whodunit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right, we've talked about it before, but they throw a bunch of quote-unquote celebrities into a house. They handpick one, two, or three quote-unquote killers. They kill one person each night. They get eliminated from the show. Then they have a round table where they try to suss out who it is. That person gets eliminated.
They send
on
the person home. Yeah, they send people like really to home an episode.
People say it's like the game Werewolf that maybe you've played it. It's like a board game or not a board game, like a card game you can play like at parties or whatever. So anyway, I love this show. However, the rumored cast that is being sort of leaked out right now is very underwhelming. And they usually pluck from, you know, Survivor, Big Brother, maybe MTV Challenge, at least that one season, or I guess one and a half seasons, Love Island, Real Housewives of wherever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of where they go from. But one name that has popped up on a couple of different sites, Donna Kelsey, the mom of Travis and Jason Kelsey.
She's the most obvious traitor of all time.
No, you can't make her a traitor. You're going to make her a traitor?
I don't think
she'd be so under the radar that you wouldn't be able to.
No, you have.
If she was a traitor, I think nobody. Yeah, right. She would probably fly.
Nobody suspected Billy's mom in Scream 2.
Oh, Jesus.
Spoiler.
So Mrs. Loomis lost a lot of weight.
I'd assume she's
lost a lot of weight.
I'd assume she's on just to maybe get people to tune in, which is a little scary about the future of this show. Yeah. But yeah, and then she's just the first one off, and then she goes back home.
But like, so they probably reached out to like Jason Kelsey, and he's like, I'm good. And they reached out to Travis Kelsey, he's like, no way.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what about your mom? Would she do it? And they're like, probably. She was serving a soup at the Super Bowl. Like, remember that whole thing, that whole week?
Right,
it was
right.
Like nonstop.
So.
But the cast is, watch it because the premise of the show is fun. I like the show.
But this is an underwhelming. Like, I was excited.
There's nobody to root for.
I was excited for the cast. Well, I disagree. I do like Tiffany from Big Brother.
Okay, so I don't know her
but,
yet.
But, yeah, so last year I was excited for the cast. 2 years ago, the whole reason I watched is because CT was on it.
Yes,
and Bananas.
And Trishel.
Yeah, so that's the whole reason I even watched.
Wes was on this last season.
This is an underwhelming cast.
Boston Rob was on last season.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
Donna Kelsey.
How are they not going back to the MTV Challenge?
There's not one.
Vault.
Tiffany crossed over. Sometimes Big Brother players will do a season of the Challenge.
All right.
So she did a season of the Challenge with, I forget, another individual from Big Brother.
I'm not happy about it.
No Challenge members is a mistake, yeah.
I mean, they could always be surprise ones as well, but we'll see.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
Red Sox win. You know what that means?
Oh,
Hogdale.
I do for sure. Although
the Hogcast.
You had a lot of options last night. What'd you go with?
This is what we went with.
Okay. 2-0. Swung on. This is ripped center field. High and deep. Is this going to? It does! It gets out! A solo shot for Abraham Toro! Abe! Let's go, boys! A 4-3 ball game on Abe Toro's fifth of the season.
Here you go.
The bull.
From the Hogcast.
Now, I thought we were
there
going
was something else.
I thought we were going with a different clip.
Well, Nick has this. So the Hogcast is on Twitch, right? So
yes.
Because I saw this clip and I wasn't sure what was going on.
I'm still not sure.
My assumption is somebody in the chat. Right, I'm sure he has an active chat as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure he's responding to a chat. I don't think it's from the ball game, but let's hear another clip from the Hogcast.
Okay, great.
If you have a humiliation kink, if you have a humiliation fetish, like, that's fine. I just don't want to be privy to it. Please leave me alone. I don't need to know the sexual proclivities of a 70-year-old man. I don't need to know. Stop. Genuinely stop. 3-2-2 away the pitch. Walked him, ball four, sinker way low and inside. So walk the runner. Runner's on first and second. Two away here. Narv should be rookie of the year.
Good take at the end there.
Yeah, he threw it a take.
Narv rookie of the year. He's giving you every pitch. 3-2. Yeah.
Oh, he's not missing pitches.
Low ball,
that's
too.
That's why he's Vince Scully.
Yeah.
He's doing a little bit
unbelievable.
Everything. So, giving you a little commentary there.
I don't need to know the sexual proclivities of a 70-year-old man.
It is possible.
Every time we talk about the new North Carolina head coach,
I was going to say,
people do.
Please leave me alone.
Leave our poor Hogdale alone, our poor precious hog.
I get it.
But, yeah, it's possible he's talking Bill. That is possible.
Possible.
Yeah.
Now, this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me.
Grab bag.
I know, last week you and Arcane did top five rappers of all time.
We did, yes.
Did either of you guys have Eminem on there?
Eminem, I believe, came in fourth on the Jones Big Board.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Just checking on that. And now, have we come up with a new daily question in the grab bag yet?
No. No, we have not.
No.
Although a lot of good options that
we
have been suggested.
We
have
not. A lot of good options. But
does Connor Wong have an RBI? That one could go
forever.
Maybe into next year.
That could go for a long time.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags.
In a row?
All right. Best baseball performer from last night across the major leagues. Was it Marcelo Meyer?
Yes. Was it?
Okay. It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Yeah, it was Marcelo Meyer.
Okay,
but Brent Rooker and Brandon Nimmo also hit two home runs apiece, and David Peterson for the Mets had a complete game shutout.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
Snore.
But no, Marcelo Meyer hit two bombs.
Friend of the show.
Two bombs.
Giant hands on.
Random player today. No Red Sox game, so truly a random player. This gentleman spent 13 years in the majors, where he played for the Giants, Reds, Mets, Mariners, Padres, A's, Red Sox, Indians.
Okay.
He was a two-time All-Star. He was an outfielder.
There we go.
He was a Silver Slugger.
Oh.
And an MVP.
No.
Yes. Made his Major League debut in 84, but got Rookie of the Year votes in 86.
Where'd he start?
He started with the Mets.
Started with the Mets.
Kevin Mitchell.
He got it.
Billy. Kevin Mitchell.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that many teams.
Yeah, that was a lot of teams.
Really? I know. I remember him from just a couple. I forgot the Red Sox cup of coffee, but he played only 27 games with the Red Sox in 96. So that was sort of a
He won an MVP?
Yeah, in 1989, he was the MVP for the San Francisco Giants, where he hit 47 home runs.
That bare hander.
And knocked in 125 runs.
Nice.
Hit an insane year.
Was he swiping any bags?
Three.
Okay, so no.
No, he's too busy running around the bases, Jones.
Yeah, he's sucking dingers, Jones. He didn't have time to swipe bags.
It's true. Never hanging out on the bases to swipe anything.
234 career home runs, hit 47 in 1 year.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on there.
In the Bay Area.
It was 89, though.
In the Bay Area.
Oh, true. Yeah, actually, 89. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
I think
but he was a 89 and 90 All-Star with the Giants, and then it was that was kind of it.
Huh.
A decent year with the Reds, the strike year in 94.
What? You said Red Sox in 96.
Yeah, 96 with the Sox.
Okay.
You know, Kevin Mitchell.
I think it was Shaughnessy who told the story about the 86 World Series where Kevin Mitchell was already in the locker room enjoying a beer before he could get in at bat in the Mookie Wilson game.
Is that right?
Like, assuming they were going to lose?
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, he played all seven games that year for the Mets. A young Kevin Mitchell.
So you're telling me Shaughnessy, if he's listening, would have got that random ball player?
Oh, immediately.
Probably.
Yeah.
Kevin Mitchell immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know Kevin Mitchell.
Have a
beer before the 86 World Series is even over. Yeah.
Multiple people wanted me to use Lance Dobbins as the random player.
I wasn't really listening to the teams in the beginning because I was trying to craft a witty Lance Dobbins one-liner. And it got away from
me. Maybe played
teams.
2 years in the Diamondbacks organization. Maybe.
So that's the random ball player each
Lies
and every day.
Children.
Yeah, here on Jones and Keefe. We will get you the clip du jour, and we'll check it with WEEI Afternoons.
Grab back!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.